Greetings and welcome back to our Standing Watch program. Are you afraid of what might happen to you? What might happen to this country? Are you living in fear? Are you looking for a human messiah to get us out of the mess we are in? Many people, when they voted for President Obama, thought that he would be that human messiah. In the meantime, his approval rate has dropped by 20% already. And let me tell you right now, he is not a human messiah who is not going to be able to get us out of the financial mess we are in. I remember when Governor Schwarzenegger came into office, how many promises he made to get the economy of California going again. Now California is bankrupt, literally bankrupt. And Governor Schwarzenegger was not able to help us, to save us, to give us hope in financial matters. As I'm speaking today, the Senate is trying to come up with some kind of an approval for the stimulus package, which by now has reached an amount in the neighborhood of about $900 billion. Let me just tell you, the stimulus package is not going to save us. Some are concerned and are opposing it because they think that our future generations will have to pay the bills. Well, I'm not too much concerned about that, because as I will show you today, our future generations will live in happiness and splendor. I'm not concerned that they have to pay the bill for our shortcomings today, because things will dramatically change for the better, but first they will get much worse. And so I ask again, are you living in fear? Are you living in fear that we are going to face a Great Depression, which we will? Now, the government has denied now for over a year that we are living in a recession until they finally admitted it. But we are already, I believe, living in a depression, and if not, we are going to live in one very soon. More and more people are losing their jobs. More and more people are losing their houses. Gordon Brown in England has just said this week that he believes that we are entering the Great Depression, worse than what we had experienced before. Are you living in fear? Now, if you are one of those bankers who has siphoned off millions of dollars from their banks in salaries, in bonuses, in stock options, while running their banks into the ground, and then getting money from taxpayers to bail the banks out, I would be living in fear. I would be terribly afraid of the judgment to come. The Bible tells us that God will hold those people accountable. He says that the rich should tremble because they have taken advantage of the poor. But if you are living God's way of life, if you are doing what's right and pleasing in God's eyes, if you are seeking God and His righteousness, then you have no reason to live in fear. Christ says, "Fear not, my little flock, because it has been the good pleasure of your Father to give you the kingdom." The kingdom of God, which Jesus Christ will come back to restore on this earth. We are still praying today, don't we? Your kingdom come. We are waiting for the time when the kingdom is going to be established on this earth. And so we are looking forward to this time. We are going to seek the kingdom of God and God's righteousness first. And Christ said, all these things you are worried about. What shall we eat? What shall we drink? Where should we live? All these things will be added unto you. Have the faith that God will fulfill His promise as long as you do your part. The time of Christ's return has drawn near. Now I realize people at all times have felt that Christ would return in their lifetime. They haven't realized that there are prophecies which have to be fulfilled. Jesus Christ is telling us in the book of Matthew in the 24th chapter by a step-to-step outline what will all have to be fulfilled. But he also said that this generation, this end-time generation, which will see these things happening, will by no means pass away until these things have come to pass. And he also said, when you see those things beginning to occur, lift up your heads in anticipation of your true freedom, your true liberation, your true happiness and prosperity, which is going to be given to you. When we look at the prophecies today, we know, as long as we understand what the Bible tells us, and we're looking at world events, that Christ's return is not far off any longer. We see that Europe is uniting in necessary condition for the return of Jesus Christ. It says in the Bible that there's going to be 10 nations or groups of nations which will give their power and their authority to a charismatic military political leader who will be working hand in hand with a religious leader. We also see that this European power bloc will intervene in the Middle East to bring about peace there. Of course, they won't be successful doing it, but they will try. They realize, and the Palestinians and the Arabs and the Jews realize now that the United States of America is not going to be able to do it, and they are looking towards Europe more and more to send their troops into the region to stop the fighting, which is still ongoing, even though there is, quote-unquote, a ceasefire right now. We will see a pope, I'm not saying it is this pope, but a pope arise on the world scene who will have supernatural powers. Now, there are some historic facts that some popes in the past have had supernatural powers. The Bible says that the end-time pope will have those supernatural powers. These are all signs to look for, because when they occur, we know that the return of Christ is near. We also know from Scripture that America is in a free fall, from which it will not recover until Christ returns. So no matter who is our president, no matter what ideas are being perpetrated, what measures are being implored to bring about, for instance, a better economy, it is not going to happen. That's the bad news. At the same time, it is also an exciting news because we know that it has to happen so that Jesus Christ can return. It's one of those signs. It's one of those signs, friends. Do you share the excitement I have, knowing that the return of Jesus Christ is near? The Billy Graham Association has just announced today that they also believe that the return of Christ is near, and they are going to use the year of 2009 to bring this awareness to the people. Now, I'm not saying that he is going to return in 2009, because things will still have to happen, but we are accelerating those things right now. We are seeing how they are developing. Don't you live in fear, my friends, but concentrate on doing the things which are right in the eyes of God. Then there is nothing you have to be afraid of. But be very fearful if you refuse to live God's way of life. Take advantage of the poor trying to become rich, because your riches will be gone in no time. Thank you very much for watching. This is Norbert Link for the Standing Watch program.